Hey everyone, Sam Hurley here, just finished editing the podcast. Got a great show coming up for you guys. This podcast started life at about an hour and 50 minutes long, and I've managed to trim it down to 40 minutes. Unfortunately, as a result, there's quite a few little gems that didn't make the final cut. But anyway, hang around till after the final song, and you'll get treated to a supercut of some of the diamonds that unfortunately didn't make it out of the rough. Now let's cue the theme. Good people, welcome to Nerd vs. Noob, movie reviews in 20 Qs. I am your co-host, Sam Hurley. I've forgotten what my name is already.
I was going to say, you don't sound like you know who you are.
No, I've completely forgotten. And I am one of the hosts of the show, obviously. Funny that. And I am joined, one of our usual co-hosts. She's back. How are you doing, Stacey Gavin?
Hi, I'm happy to be back. I'm out of retirement.
Yep, we've brought her back in off the shelf. And also joined by, you were middle of the road last time, weren't you? Halfway between a nerd and a noob. It's Mr. Machu, how are you, bro?
Yeah, I think you called me a noob on the last one, so I'll gladly stay in that same vein. Yep, glad to be back and looking forward to this.
Awesome. So, if you haven't heard the show before, what we usually do is we review a movie by asking 21 weird and wonderful questions about it. This week, it's a little different because we are doing this drunk. And not only are we doing this drunk, but we're drinking while we do it. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask 20 questions, and at the end of the round, we're going to choose which one of us had the shittiest answer, and that person's going to get a shot of this disgusting 10% beer that we managed to, Machu managed to bring around.
I don't know about disgusting. I think it's just appropriate. Appropriate is the word I'd call it.
Well, considering the first thing you said to us was we've been trying to get rid of this beer for the last five parties.
Yeah, I'll be too scared to drink it myself, to be fair. So I'll be trying to dish it out to anyone that's willing to take it. And no one has, so I'm going to deal it to you guys.
Awesome. And, well, we're going to keep the beers flowing. So what we're going to do is we're going to be drinking while we do this. And after five questions, if you have anything left in your bottle, then time's up. You've got to scale what's ever left. So we're going to get through at least four beers each, not to mention whoever's going to give the worst answers. So anyway, we usually start, the movie is The Hangover. A lot of people have seen this. One of the was the highest grossing R-rated comedy of all time until Deadpool came out and completely whomped that box office record. But anyway, what's the plot of The Hangover if you have not seen this?
Okay, so just 2 days before his marriage with Tracy Garner, Doug Billings, we did not know his surname, anyway, in the company of two friends, Phil and Stu, and Tracy's eccentric brother, Alan, head out to party in Vegas, driving his father's Mercedes. They rent a pricey villa at Caesars and head for the rooftop to have a good time. Three of them later wake up with a hangover, unable to recollect what actually happened. With the villa in a wreck, they find that they have a baby in the closet, a grown tiger in the bathroom, Stu has a missing tooth and a hooker for a bride, and Doug is missing. Hilarious chaos results as the trio head out to retrace their steps, as well as to try and locate Doug and bring him home in one piece before the wedding.
That's hilarious about the baby in the closet. Usually Carol wakes up and finds Machu in the closet.
Trying to piss in the closet, maybe, but I don't know if I'm in the closet.
And then eventually trying to come out of the closet. But so Machu, what would you give this movie as a score out of 10,000?
It's about 8,732. It's a classic comedy on my comedy list, but probably wouldn't go see it again at the movies.
Awesome. What about you, Stacey?
I'll probably go slightly lower, about 8,652.
Fuck, these are some high ratings here from you, Stace. It's a good comedy. Probably wouldn't rank it as high as my other favourite Todd Phillips movie, Old School. So I'm going to go about 8,050.
Just over 8, just a smidge.
Pretty good scores there for The Hangover. So as usual, we start an all-play question. And here it is. What three fictional characters would you like to take on your stag do?
I think I'll take Shrek because he's absolutely massive and he's going to look at, you know, he's going to get through all the bounces all night and he's hilarious as well. Then I'll take Neil Patrick Harris, and I'm taking Neil Patrick Harris from Harold and Kumar, because he's just a fucking legend, and he's all over the girls. He's gay, but he's all over the girls. He's gonna get plenty of attention. And then lastly, I'd have Quasimodo from the Hunchback of Notre Dame, because you need you need someone that's no threat. And someone that's going to look after you. And Quasimodo's got a great heart. He's the perfect wingman.
Okay.
That is one bloody interesting stag do.
So who would yours be, Stacey?
Righto. So on my stag do.
Or hen party. With the boys. I didn't know you were going to get a sex change. But.
I'm going to go on a little bit of an eclectic mix here. Two of my absolute favourite chicks from TV, Abby and Alana from Broad City.
What a surprise.
Reason is these chicks are hardcore. They just roam around New York City causing havoc and making the best of their shitty situations. And I'm actually going to also throw in there Mr. Chow from The Hangover. The reason being is he could get you into some places, or he could come and pick you up in a chopper, or and he's got bodyguards, so you know you're going to be safe whatever happens.
My answers are as such. Like, you want someone who will do some crazy fucking stunts and can walk away with it, and what better person to have for that than Wolverine? He could walk out into traffic, he could fall off a building, he could do anything.
He might also stab you in the chest, but hey.
Yeah, but he's like, if you... He's also, he also gets to be your bodyguard. Like, you start getting into some dumb shit, he'll back you up. Now, on top of that, you want someone to bring the laughs and have a good time with. So, I've already mentioned the movie, Old School. I want Frank the Tank. I'd like to him to come along, be our alcoholic, you know.
Frank the Tank.
Then we get on to the crucial part, which is someone's got to bankroll this. And you also want someone that has to party and someone to be cool. So I'm thinking Tony Stark.
Tony Stark. Oh, shit.
Not only would he be able to roll up in Vegas in your Iron Man suits personalized for the wedding, but you'd then get to watch Wolverine destroy himself. You'd also have Frank the Tank just being a fucking party animal.
And you make sure you block Penny. What's his girlfriend's name?
Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts from making any calls. Hey.
Yeah, the Chitauri have invaded. No, no, not interested. I'm out on the piss, bro.
Turn your phone off there, Stark.
Yeah. Okay, so because it's an all-play question, we can't really pick on each other and somebody vote for someone. We're just going to have a quick game here of Odd Man Out on Rock, Paper, Scissors. So on the count of three, guys. One, two, three.
Oh, fuck. That'll be Sammy Boo!
I never go scissors. What was I thinking?
The best thing about this is the first time I've ever seen anyone drink this drink. Yep, including, so, I bought it.
Mum, if you're looking for documented proof as to why I've gone blind, we're about to witness this. It tastes delightful.
Oh. Really? Really?
It tastes like burning. Right, yeah, so anyway, that was disgusting. So anyway, Stacey, you're going to start us off for our first set of three questions. Welcome back to the show. Here we go, girl.
And if you guys were on a stag do, how many drinks and what drugs do you think they all took to get to that level of inebriation? That makes no sense, because they actually tell you in the movie.
Yeah.
Do they tell you how many drinks they've had?
They had one Jaeger and a roofie, and that's it. They're gone.
Yeah, but that's not all they drank.
No. Like, we see them drinking like a bottle of tequila and stuff, but we don't know exactly how much they drink. Well, you know, a bit of Jaeger and a bit of tequila. Yeah, I mean, one roofie, that's the easiest answer.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a 27 beers, 10 shots, and a roofie. Because it's at least one shot an hour. At least. It's probably more like two or three shots an hour. Like, you know, Sam, I remember that time you were telling me you're on drugs. I've never actually been on drugs.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Like, I went, I was on
Ventolin for my asthma.
Yeah. You know, you were on painkillers for had to take a roofie that time.
I was on antibiotics for that rash.
And you just drink and drink and drink. I mean, that's what you were telling me.
I've never met this man before in my life.
Like one Jaeger?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
One bottle of Jaeger? No, seriously.
I did not pay prostitutes to pee on a
sauna. Okay. We're getting a bit off topic here.
I'm turning into Donald Trump.
Okay, right.
Right, so you agree with my choice. That means that...
You're doing a shot.
You were always going to lose when you said one roofie. One roofie. What kind of party is that, Sam?
Well, I was going to say one beer, but I didn't think they were like you, bro.
Okay, so... Tell us what character you think could possibly be a robot or an alien.
Oh, this is easy. It's definitely Alan. Come on. He's like pashing a dog. He thinks it's okay to masturbate on a plane. It's obviously Alan. Like, the guy has lost it.
Yeah. I actually went for Alan's dad, Sid. He's fucking... Jeffrey Tambor is just, you know, he just looks like an alien. I think he is an alien, to be completely honest. And he sired Alan, I don't know how he got it, that daughter of his. She's amazing.
Yeah. She was just oddly hot.
She's a knockout. Yeah. So clearly he's not the father.
I'm going to share it around. Machu.
Machu.
Sid's the winner. Oh, no. They're the loser. Fuck, that is terrible. Oh, my God.
So, this film is the bastard offspring of a dirty love affair between which two films?
If you think about it, it's the bastard film of Old School and Dude, Where's My Car? Because Dude, Where's My Car? is all about all the shit happened the day before. So they took that film, they matched it with Old School.
I went for the 1998 film Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, in which two guys rent a car, a convertible, and they go all the way out to Las Vegas and get absolutely fucking shit-faced. Twisted, take everything, go up and down, don't know what the hell to do themselves. For the aspect of like what actually happened and what's going on, I went with the Christopher Nolan movie Memento, where a guy's retracking his life over the space of a day, or it was a couple of days, and trying to work out what happened. So I figured those two films got together, one stuck it in the other, and look what came out.
Okay, this is really easy for me to pick.
Because one's a nerd answer and one's a noob answer.
Yeah, Sam's answer was way too nerdy, so he has to do the shot.
Oh, eat a dick.
I'm sure it's very intellectual.
Cool, so again, that tastes like burning. And now moving on to my set of... I've forgotten how to talk. My first set of three questions. So... in the movie, we discover that Stu has given away his grandma's ring that she got at the Holocaust, because apparently they hang out rings in the Holocaust, according to Alan. What's one family heirloom that you would be horrified to discover the next day that you had given to a stripper?
This is really easy for me, and it's a bit boring because...
Yep, Stacey, drink.
Wait, there's another boring question answer coming up, so just hold your horses. Yeah,
My family's not, we don't have heirlooms, we don't do that shit, so the only thing I've got is my great-grandmother's engagement ring.
I was thinking about this, and thinking about this right now because I don't have anything prepared. I was thinking, I don't have any family heirlooms, there's not a lot of stuff that got passed down because, you know, my house isn't a museum. Probably the worst family heirloom I could give to a stripper would be my wife's wedding dress, I guess.
I'm gonna go back to what I said, Stacey. I'm sorry, you've got a drink on that one, Stacey. That's hilarious.
It's actually not that bad.
As you throw up in your mouth, Okay, so my short question for this set of three is: we get Mr. Chow jump naked out of the boot of a car. So, quick question here, guys: have you guys ever been naked inside a car?
Yeah, I've been to the beach, mate, and I've also had girlfriends, so yeah, I have been naked in a car. Well, I haven't been naked in the boot, though, to be completely honest.
Yeah, well, the night's still early there, bro, so you might...
I'm going to say no, I haven't been naked in a car.
Lies.
Oh, it's not a lie.
I've seen your website.
Have you?
You've got nothing for this.
No. I tried to get naked in a car once, but Sam wouldn't let me.
That is true.
Is that the Trump she pulls out?
Yeah. I now feel legally obligated to give Machu the drink. And to point out that getting sexy after having an argument of Foo Fighters is probably not the best time.
Wait, hang on. I feel like we should give Sam the drink there. No. There's not a bad time to get naked.
That is true.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe at your like wedding or your grandma's funeral, but...
Okay.
Now I deserve that drink I just had.
Sweet. So it takes us on to my final question. If this movie was a meal, what type of meal would it be?
Yeah, this is really easy for me. It's got to be cheap, greasy, and make you want to throw up. So it's a Big Mac combo meal blitzed in a blender with Jaeger and roofie.
Holy shit.
Jesus. You cut really deep on that. I'm starting to feel ill myself.
Exactly.
I feel like it's a competition now. I'm just going to stick with what I thought it was. I'll go with it's a smorgasbord. Something in it for everyone.
Sorry, Machu, there's no way you can.
Try to bring it back there, but
I noticed you pulling up the drink before you even. So lovely answers there, guys. Moving us on to Machu for his next set of three questions. Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We've gone past five questions. How are you guys doing on your drinks? I don't think you guys have shit.
Oh. Fuck, I've been drinking all those fucking shots, mate.
All right. Yeah, we'll finish them now. Who cares? Cheers.
Cheers.
Do 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 do. So after that musical interlude, now we're back to the questions.
Right, yeah, so it's my turn now. So, guys, at what point do you say enough is enough and tell Ellen to just fuck right off?
Straight up, when he starts pashing the dog at the start of the fucking movie. Oh, I sound ruthless, don't I? The look on your eyes are like, whoa.
That's before he even gets in the car to go to Vegas. So I'm going to give him a chance. I'm going to let him come to Vegas at least. So, so basically, I'm going to give him up to that point where he decides to do a speech to his newly formed wolf pack, and then he decides that they need to become blood brothers and slices the palm of his hand open. At that point, I'm like, this dude is going to get killed, he's going to get an infectious disease, or he's going to cause some drama. I can't handle that on my stag do.
The answer to that question is, when he's outside the school and he's just identified himself as sex offender. That's the point. And if you get
that was actually one of my answers.
And then and if you get it before then, like Sam did, where he's kissing a dog, you're clearly two steps ahead of everyone else. So I'm sorry, Stacey, but this is a skull for you. Like, if you look at a sex offender, take you up to the top of the roof. You're not doing, you're not.
Dog-pashing sex offender. Stacey Gavin, I don't know that much about your history, but I'm so under it. What did I propose to you?
All right. So if you were Stu, would you stay married to the stripper? And if you were Jade, the stripper, would you be so forgiven if you got dumped a day after getting married to Stu?
Well, look, let's look at this. I mean, she got married to a completely blind, blitzed, off his head dude. So, I mean, even the movie, she sort of came to that realization that this was pretty much still a joke, or, it wasn't that serious. But Stu, on the other hand, considering how much of a bitch of a wife he had, or, a bitch of a partner he had, jumping at the chance of Jade would probably be a great idea.
My answer is really straightforward. If I was Stu, I wouldn't stay married to a stripper. They're just not compatible. He's a dentist and a tryhard, and she's a stripper with a baby. I just don't see them meshing well together. Jade the stripper, she seems like a really lovely person, but she knows that this is the town that she lives in and these are the kind of guys she's meeting. She's not expecting anything more than that. She's obviously hoping for it.
To be completely fair, I think both answers were weak. and right now, I reckon that they should both have a shot, because they were just... Mate, she's a stripper. Your wife, you've been so sexually repressed. Get in there. Stay married, mate.
She's not just a stripper. She's an escort. She's an escort.
She's a hooker with a heart of gold. Look, how amazing is she in that movie? Yeah, she's going to rip you off. She's probably going to take you for everything you've got. Come on, Stu, you can afford it. You're a dentist. Oh, I'm going to give it to you, Sam, because I think Stacey had, she had some really nice comments against Jay, and I thought she was a hooker with a heart of gold, so yeah. I'm gonna lean towards you, Sam.
I can't even remember my answer, so yeah, why not? Yep, so Machu, last question.
So during the movie, there were a few instances of sexual encounters in an elevators. What's your opinion? Is elevator sex good, a good idea or a bad idea?
I think in the immortal words of Aerosmith, loving an elevator, living it up while I'm going down.
That's pretty smooth. I think I'm buggered.
Good luck, Stacey. Good luck. Stacey, drink.
I don't think you've got an answer here, eh?
Well, what I was going to say is that I think intercourse is a bad idea because realistically, you're not in an elevator for that long.
Stacey, drink.
Drink.
Hey, all the chicks listening to this out there are going to know where I'm coming from.
All the single ladies.
Any girls that use the word intercourse, you should also drink.
Musical interlude.
Okay, so, guys, if this movie was a natural disaster, which natural disaster would it be and why?
I was thinking definitely an earthquake because, you have the big hit. And then afterwards you have the aftershocks that were, not as big as a big hit. And then at the end you remember how big the big hit was and you replay it in your head like they did at the end. And you're like, man, that was a huge night. It was nowhere near as big as what happened after that.
I'm going with a tornado. It tore through that city. It tossed shit everywhere. Had to come back later and put back the pieces together to work out what the fuck happened and where it was. I'm going with a tornado.
That is very tough because I think both of those natural disasters would have similar impact of just shit ending up everywhere. But I'm going to have to go with Machu for this shot. Because he was
yes!
trying to handle
it. I thought you were going to go Machu for the answer. I was fucking just shit myself. But
no, the reason being is because I was thinking hurricane in my head. Like yep. Totally rip the shit out of that whole place.
You guys are wrong.
Alrighty, guys. So we had Mike Tyson cameo in this movie. I want you to insert another cameo by a famous sports star.
Okay. I've got... I'd love to see a toilet scene with Todd Carney. He's pissing in his own mouth. And they walk into the toilet and there's Todd Carney pissing in his mouth.
That's what the fuck?
And he's like, do you guys want a taste?
For the noobs who don't understand that answer,
he's an NRL player
that got busted, peeing in his own mouth. I'm going to go with Tiger Woods. They went out in the town and were hanging around with, like hookers, strippers, escorts, all that sort of stuff. All the stuff that Tiger Woods was quite famous for. And you know what? Like, take the piss out of yourself. It's hilarious. You know, make a mockery of yourself. And judging by your face, I'm about to do a shot.
Yep. Yeah, that's a really nice answer, Sam, but no. Okay, guys, so my next question is, would you be brave enough to go into that bathroom and feed a steak to that tiger?
Well, of course. Like, it's a domesticated tiger. I'm scared of reptiles and insects, arachnids, all that sort of shit. I'm not scared of mammals.
Hell no. I've been to Africa. I've watched lions just absolutely demolish food, and they're just so powerful. And tigers are bigger than lions. Tigers are massive. They're way bigger. A tiger would destroy a lion one-on-one, but everyone knows lions would beat tigers in the end. I'm not sure where I'm going with this, but my point is, I guess, is there's no way I'm going in the room with a tire. You gotta be crazy. There's no way to put him in the car and take him back to Mike Tyson's place. I'd rather fight Mike Tyson than take him back to his place.
Ooh.
That's where I'm at.
It's funny because we're drinking and normally people grow balls when they're on alcohol. Someone seems to have shriveled up and dropped out the back bottom of the shorts.
Yeah, I can feel them right next to my lungs at the moment, so.
Okay, I'm going to give Sam the shot. And I'll tell you the reason. Because I know what a pussy Sam is. He says he'd throw the steak in, but he wouldn't.
What the fuck?
Because I admitted I'm a pussy. That's why I beat Sam, because he didn't admit he was a pussy.
He's not telling the truth, that's why.
Okay, so in the movie, we talked about Mike Tyson. He pops up, and he's obviously a bit of a hero to Stu. What celebrity would you be really, really, really stoked to meet? But the disclaimer is, they're just going to punch your friend right in the face straight after you meet them.
I'm sorry, but I've jumped ahead to the next part about it, which is punching my friend in the head.
You want to see Lance get dicked, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. By Xena Warrior Princess. She's got to turn up in, the Xena Warrior Princess outfit. She can't turn up like
Would you want her to deck Murray or Lance?
Could I pick both? Like, oh, Murray and
just
Lance?
Double punch,
like,
double KO.
She's done that many a time on the program. She's knocked out people in
that's
there.
That's true. That's true.
Can I go in there as well? Oh, no.
Yeah, what am I getting?
This is starting to sound like some kind of fantasy, not to do with punching.
Fanfic porn, yeah.
Alrighty, okay. My answer, I'm going to go real feminist, and I loved Machu's answer because I thought it was kick-ass. I'm not going to pick a friend, but my celebrity is Meryl Streep.
Okay, so, like, I'm actually imagining Meryl Streep right-hooking Lisa in the face and just fucking pissing myself laughing.
Exactly. I think that Meryl Streep would have a much stronger punch than any of you guys give her credit for. And maybe she could punch one of you guys.
No. This is one of your friends. This is Meryl Streep punching out
friends.
Lisa. I don't think we are after this. So. No, give it to Macho. I'm going to go with you, Stacey. Oh. I reckon, yeah. Okay, cool. So that takes me on to my second question. Do you guys think Alan is a virgin? And I mean virgin in the sense that he's had full intercourse, as Stacey would refer to it.
No. And look, he was just so comfortable in the photos. So I'm picking, yeah, he's had sex.
Okay, I'm going to go the opposite. He's definitely a virgin. Yeah, he may have looked comfortable with strippers, but I just think he's a sociopath. So, you know, like, nah, he hasn't had sex.
Oh, this comes down to whether he's had sex or whether he hasn't had sex. And what is your gut instinct?
My gut instinct is he's a fellow noob like me. And
noob.
I've forgotten how to talk. Despite what you guys might think, nerds do get laid.
He's a sociopath.
Yeah, he is, but...
And here's your drink.
Why are you handing me the shot?
And that takes us to question number 16. Friend. So 15's been passed. So, drinks
what?
In. Let's finish here.
Fucking motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
For those who haven't caught it on, every time we make that noise, it's us going off for a piss or fucking have a bit of a conversation about shit that doesn't involve the podcast. But anyway, obviously this movie is called The Hangover. What is your worst hangover? Bullet point it for me. Give me, like, the crucial details. What was your worst hangover?
Ooh.
Pretty much every single New Year's Day has been my worst hangover, including this New Year's, to be fair. Like, I'm married, and I woke up to my wife packing up my shit.
Whoa, what?
And I was thinking, what the fuck's going on?
Was she moving you out?
Well, apparently, we were all going on holiday, and I thought to myself, am I invited? She was like, yes, can you get in the car? And I was like, no, I've got about 3 to 4 hours before I get in that car.
My worst hangover is specific, not like Machu. It was about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Specific? Like it was like 2-3 weeks ago on New Year's Day.
No, it was the weekend before Christmas, and we went to our friend's house, and they proceeded to make us every cocktail under the sun, so everything you can think of.
I'm not even going to try and pretend to be like a neutral judge in this sort of situation. pandering to me. Machu, you've got the shot.
That was my worst hangover ever.
Yes. She didn't spend the next day.
I thought I was going to die.
Vomiting, crying.
Rightio, now it's my turn. Anyway, so there was a few stereotypes in the movie. Some racist, some homophobic, some misogynistic. Do you think they overstepped the mark, or do you think it was just comedic genius?
I'm just relieved that there weren't any ginger jokes.
That's a good point. Look, I'm a massive subscriber to the theory that, like, what we don't laugh at today will haunt us tomorrow. If you can't take the piss out of yourselves and have a good laugh and get over it, then you're going to be carrying around a burden for the rest of your life. So just... let's just roll with it. Let's enjoy it. Move on.
I think both the answers were great, and I'm going to take a self-drink for this one.
Hey! That's a first on Nerd versus Noob, that someone's admitted defeat in a drinking game that we made up tonight. Fuck, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't think it's a defeat. I just thought they're both great answers, and yeah.
Cool.
Fair enough.
All right. So, my next question is Zach Galifianakis.
Yeah, good luck.
had a breakout movie playing Alan in the movie. And which other actor stole scenes or had a breakout movie with their performance in The Hangover?
The Tiger.
What the Jesus titty fuck are you talking about? another movie that Tiger has been in.
Well, name another movie any of those people have been in, apart from Bradley
right,
Cooper.
Right now,
what you want me to, what, you
right
want
now,
me to go?
Sam, the only reason how you could
Bradley Cooper's been in American Patriot.
Hey, but it wasn't a breakout. Like, he was already Bradley Cooper when we watched The Hangover. We already knew who he was.
We still don't know who Tiger is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you could name a follow-up movie.
Is he a Madagascar? No, it's a lion.
Move on. What's your answer, Sam?
My answer is Ed Helms.
Who's that?
He played Stu.
What's he been in?
He's been in a shit ton since then. He even managed to make a kind of decent follow-up to the Chevy Chase Vacation movies.
Sam's gone completely nerdy on this answer.
Yes, I know. I can name their filmography. Yeah.
Exactly. Whereas I'm just taking it how it is. I watched The Hangover and I'm like, who was a breakout? I've never seen The Tiger in a movie before. So,
and you
boom.
Haven't seen him in one since.
Yeah.
I liked the bed that was on the statue that the guy threw off the roof. I liked that bed, the mattress. The mattress was amazing. And I can't wait to see that mattress in another fucking movie.
I would like to see the tiger in another movie.
Can you describe the tiger maybe? Like, tell me about his facial features.
What colour is his stripes?
Any kind of feature.
Ginger.
Wrong, they're black.
Ginger and black.
He's orange with black stripes.
I'm really sorry, Stacey, but unfortunately, you had this shot.
Musical interlude. Anyway, that moves us on to your final question. Question number 19.
Sweet ass. So, of all of the characters in the movie, whose life would you want and why?
I'm going to go with Alan. The reason being, he has obviously wealthy parents. He's been well brought up. He is a little bit odd, but he just does whatever the fuck he wants to. And don't you sometimes wish you could just be that honest and regardless of what people think about you?
I'm going to take all the benefits of what you just said. I'm going to go with Mr. Chow. As we see in later movies, Mr. Chow is a king nutcase. And you know what? That guy lives an exciting life. He goes out, he has a good time, he takes a ton of drugs. Maybe once in a while you might get naked and get locked in a boot.
Whatever.
But the fact that like you live in Vegas or you travel around and have an awesome time. Boom, Mr. Chow.
Sam, you're my guy, but, you know, you're wrong. And this is...
Why?
You're trying to tell me you wouldn't want him...
Mr. Chow's life's sweet, but in this movie, and this is what we're talking about, movie, he spent a whole fucking day in the boot of a car, and he jumped out and he had to scrap his way out. Imagine what he's thinking.
Life's nothing but stories, bro. And that's a good story.
It's not a good story for Mr. Chow. Oh, Alan. Alan's been wanking off babies.
My favorite story.
He's been getting blowjobs in elevators. Mr. Chow been doing anything? He got knocked out by... Oh, hang on. That's not very good. But hey... Nana, I'm gonna say
we can keep yapping. Just give me the shot.
In this movie, Alan makes his wolf pack. He was a lone wolf before this movie. So this movie was the making of him.
Cool. So that takes us down to our final question. And our final question is courtesy of a friend of the show. She didn't want her whole name to be read out, I don't think, so we're going to refer to her as Tourette's. KL, you know who who we are talking about.
Shock.
And there goes
the mistake. Hey, I don't want to be famous either.
Yes. Who wants to be famous? Did you know famous for having sex with 27 guys in one night?
I heard it was...
In one night.
I heard it was one guy in one night, but you need to exaggerate.
I hate to use the joke again, but I'll show you the website. Okay, guys, we've all been hungover, and we're all probably going to be hungover tomorrow, but what's the most randomest thing that you've woken up beside?
Probably the most random thing is a set of stairs that led to a classroom whilst the class was going.
What? Yeah, you woke up in a class that was...
No. I woke up, the class was going, and I was underneath the stairs to the classroom. And, you know, when it's going, you can't just get up and just run away because
you're
pretty hammered underneath the steps. And
was this at university?
Yeah, it was at university, Canterbury. And I'm sorry, Sumner Primary School, but anyway, that's the worst thing I've woken up next to.
That's a really good answer. The most randomest thing that I've woken up to was a set of stitches in my hip. I woke up in a jail cell with a set of stitches in my hip. Just to discover that while drunk, because I'm a short ass. Hey guys, I'm a short ass. I bought a brand new pair of jeans. I tripped over the end of them. I went for a shop window. I got arrested. I got taken to hospital. I got 5 stitches put on my hip, plus 20 butterfly stitches up and down my bum cheeks and my other rest of my area. And so I woke up and I remember just thinking like, nah, everything last night was just a really horrible dream. But it was not a horrible dream. I was a drunk dickhead who smashed through a shop window. And that was the worst thing of waking up.
My main most memorable thing is Sam Hurley.
I woke up
and I was like, what the hell happened last night? I'm in bed with this bald-headed dickhead.
I knew you were going to say that.
No.
I was like, get me out of here.
Oh, he is bald. Oh, that wasn't funny.
Anyway, that takes us down to the end of our 20 questions. Holy shit, I can't believe we made to the end of this. Ready? Okay, now we're going to do rock, paper, scissors again, and we're going to be odd man out, has to drink. So one, two, three.
Yeah, motherfuckers!
No, you are the odd man out.
Oh. Good old rock, nothing beats that.
So that takes us to the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening. I don't know how you guys have put up with our drunk bullshit as it continues and continues.
I'm kind of worried because I feel like this is the kind of stag do that Sam wants to happen. He wants to have the night of all nights nobody remembers in Las Vegas.
That's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to be the best night ever. Everyone's going to be there and we're just going to go out and just have the best night. And there's going to be no other girls there. Hey.
Anywho, that takes us to the end of our podcast. I'd like to thank my 2 stars for joining me on this one.
Cha-cha.
As always, subscribe, blah, 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 all that sort of bullshit that everybody on the internet asks you to do. And next movie is going to be Reindeer Games. We're going to have a crack at that one. So anyway, that's thanks for me.
Thanks everyone for putting up with us.
Cha-cha. Now there's an albino dude that just moved in like 2 doors down, and I've been telling everyone that's Tippany's dad.
Spanky will marry a hooker on Sam's stag do.
I have no idea how that poo came in my pants that time.
What?
Holy shit.
I have sex with you, that's fucking pretty brave.
There's obviously been spew that just landed on my shirt randomly.
She pandered to the judge on that one, but we'll let her pander to the judge. Yeah, pandas are going extinct, so let's let her pander.
He's got an adorable wife and child at home, teacher, secure, stable job.
Like
who the fuck wants that life? That's boring as shit.
You do.